You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. What's going on? CNR in for Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks to the hundreds of affiliates hanging with us the day after the 4th of July. The 5th of July.
The 5th of July. Que tal, vatos locos? I'm Steve, el hombre más guapo, Covino, live in L.A. with the rest of the crew. We got Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. We got Joel on the xylophones on the ones and twos. Dan Byers hanging out. Spotty's here, getting ready for midweek major this hour. Stories in the world of sports and pop culture. Are they mid? Are they weak? Are they major? Because it's already midweek. That's pretty major. I love the short work week. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes-Benz Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. The choice is yours, black sheep style. So, happy to be here. Hope you had a happy 4th. Before we do midweek major, we got to talk about Damian Lillard. He's like the hot chick at the club.
Yeah,
he's
and got by the options. Way, Portland in no rush to move him, by the way. That was the latest from Woj, where there's no urgency to like get this deal done. Like they're going to take their time. And I heard Rob Parker, Burger and Fries, and Chris Broussard talking about whether or not Portland owes him anything, and I thought that was a fun conversation in itself. We're not going to get into that, but I don't think anyone owes anything in a work relationship like that, like player organization. Like, yo, he was good to them, he stuck around, but they don't owe him anything. Business is business.
He showed his loyalty, and he's requested a trade from Portland, and they're expected to accommodate him. Now the options again, like the hot chick at the club, he's got options.
Yeah. But don't you find it crazy, though, Covino, that a player now will say, well, you know, they'll roughly suggest, like, I sort of want to go there.
I mean, you got to be now a people, certain now caliber people, of a player, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, just because Dame's like, yeah, he leaned in Miami, that everyone's supposed to be like, well, let's get a deal done. Like, how about you go where we make it work?
Hey, well, you know what? I agree with you, but not everybody's Dame Lillard. I agree with you.
True.
It's a new way of thinking, and well, yeah. That's different. It's been going on for a minute, but not everybody plays like him, right? So he said, or at one point, it was the Clippers, Heat, and Spurs to be among his preferred destinations. Now, the update in just the past few days is he only wants to play for the Miami Heat, according to Bleacher Report. So now all those options are narrowed down to one.
And yeah, Danny G, I know Wembanyama is a work in progress. He's not even able to drink alcohol. He's a, 7'5", 19-year-old kid.
How do you say it? Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Now, isn't there a part of you that, is that too much of a work in progress? Or do you think if Dame had said, San Antonio, they're, that would be like two major pieces added to that team in the last like week or so. Dame and Wembanyama.
Well, that's the fun part of that conversation in itself. It's like, well, where does he fit the best, right? Because you could see him impacting all of those teams, but which would be the best fit? Now that he's narrowed it down to the Miami Heat, and again, 877-99 on Fox, you have to ask yourself, well, what are the priorities here if you're a guy like Dame Lillard? What are the priorities for you at this stage of life? Is it the team winning? Is it the players involved, like the personalities? Like, yeah, man, I could roll with Jimmy Butler. That's my guy. Is it the location? Hey, Miami. Yeah, you know what? I want to live in Miami. Is it the money? Is it the commitment? What gets you pumped up as far as where you want to work and what you want to do? The same applies to them in the NBA for the most part. Even though they're playing to win, they don't want to live somewhere whack. All these things matter. Where does their family want to live? Where does their wife want to live? These things all factor into it. Where do I want to raise my kids? All of these things matter.
These are definitely factors. Now, I think, in sports, much like in anyone's job, if moving to a city you don't love did mean great opportunity and legacy and respect and all that, you'd stay there. That's why some players stay in small markets and you give them a little extra respect. Like, wow, they decided to stay there and not try to go to LA or New York or Miami or Dallas. But at this stage of Dame's career, what do you think the talent he has, 7-time All-Star, everyone knows he's an elite type of guy. Don't you think it's the time of his career where it's like, all right, well, now I sort of want to win before it's all said and done?
Well, I think Miami checks off the most boxes for him, right? It's great location, beautiful women, beautiful weather, cool personalities. I'm sure he digs Jimmy Butler and that team. They were in the finals. They're close. Good money.
Not to mention a great coach. Eric Spoelstra is one of the most respected guys.
He's got a chance to win.
I do have a question, though, Covino, because all the things you just read, I'd like to put Karl Malone, as we look back on it, Karl Malone's coming to Los Angeles versus all those things you just said. I believe he came to L.A. for what? Just to win a title?
Well, L.A. has so many, to win a title, to say he played for the Lakers. It's like, how many players, as a Yankees fan, I always hear it was their dream. They didn't grow up Yankees fans, but it was their dream to one day play for the Yankees because they're the Yankees. Same thing with the Lakers,
but
right?
My point is he played
as a Laker.
It doesn't always work out.
He could
want to come to Miami. I don't see a title, and I got on glasses.
Yeah,
and
there's no guarantee for sure.
You got to look at the East, right? Look at the East right now, and outside of Milwaukee, who just had a terrible first-round exit last year, Philadelphia, Boston, there's a few teams that are always in the mix. But you could argue that with the coaching and the team they had, Miami, you saw they were vulnerable in the NBA Finals, right? They were just one superstar shy or one role, one big player shy of competing. They couldn't compete with Denver. They just couldn't. No matter how well they played, they couldn't compete with Denver. You add Dame Lillard to that mix, and if you don't give up too much, though, do they become the elite of the Eastern Conference?
I mean, that's the thinking behind it. That's the point. That's the purpose. But again, it's about what is the most important to you, and what do you think is making that decision for him? Is it that he really believes he could win with them? Joel says no, right? So then, if you think no, then what is it? Because it's Miami and it's a great place to live and maybe end your career?
I remember just a little over a week ago, I texted you and Rich the clip of him on his IG Live. He was playing Will Smith, Welcome to Miami, in the background.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm feeling it. We know he likes Miami's vibe.
So that's part of it. Good team, and he loves the city.
Now, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he's married with a kid, right? Dean Lillard's a married guy. So you got to factor that in, too. Because if he was a single dude, I'm like, well, then he's definitely going to Miami. Because there's beautiful women there.
Yeah, but there's booty everywhere, Covino. Yo, like, don't like tell me Miami, that's there's, though, dude. There's booty in Milwaukee.
Don't get rich on the booty.
All right, if you're on booty patrol, you going to Miami or Milwaukee? Are you out of your mind?
I mean, I used to, you know, that was one of my old jobs. People didn't know I used to work on booty patrol. And you're right. Miami's the place. Even Pitbull. I'll name drop. I talked to Pitbull once. And...
Once, because he didn't return Rich's call after that.
So, Pitbull said that when he cast the booty people, the booty girls in every music video, he goes to South Beach and has an open casting because that's where the best booties are at. So I get it, but he's a married guy. I get the vibes cool. There's so many factors, but put yourself in an athlete's shoes or someone that's been at the job for a long time. Is winning the priority for Dame now? Is it making the most money in these key years of his career? Is it playing in a city he wants to be with his family in? Or is it winning? That's a question he has to answer, but everyone could answer that for themselves. Like, Danny G, if I told you and wifey, you have a baby on the way, you'd make more money. Yeah, but you got to go live somewhere you don't want to live. Would you do that? Is where you live most important? Is it being around the city you want to be in? Like, what's most important to everyone is going to be a different answer.
Depends where you are in life. I mean, even think of why you went to school where you went to school. Location mattered. It's like, how many boxes can you check off? There are hot chicks there. Is it a good party scene? Is it a good school? Is it close to where I could work someday? You know, all these things matter.
Can my wife get a job?
Can my wife? And then, you know, where you live.
That's a factor,
where you choose to live now. It's like, you is it a good school system? Blah. These are all things you factor. I imagine he's choosing Miami again, as his final option, because it checks off the most boxes, and I'm sure his wife is also happy there, and his wife is probably saying, yeah, dude, let's live in Miami. This will be great. And
dude, listen, I got to say something. You know, I don't want to sound like the guy that's
and
up.
They have the chance to win.
His partner is there. Don't forget about that. His partner is there.
Yes, but we're talking sports here, right? It's Fox Sports. So that is obviously a priority, Rich, and he has the chance to win. So bring up any of those things, location, teammates, money, and he has the chance to win. So
win what?
Win a championship. He has the chance. The chance.
A better chance in Miami than Portland.
Really?
I mean, they made the finals.
They went to the finals, and, you know, if you add a guy like Dame, look at it this way. I don't want to be the guy that focuses only on silly things like booty. But when we moved from New York to L.A., do you remember what one of our bosses said to me? One of our bosses.
I remember what the boss said to me. He said I was the Joey Chestnut of booty. Remember that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. He did.
The boss said to me, our boss at SiriusXM, when we moved from New York to L.A., before we came to Fox Sports, the boss said, hey, you know, you moving to L.A., you know, just be careful what you wish for. You're a happily married guy. L.A. might, you know, make sure it doesn't ruin you.
Could change a man.
Because, you know, you move to a city with different types of women. You know, if Dame Lillard's a happily married guy in Portland, Oregon, you think that, like, be careful. Be careful what you wish for.
Why did you have to say happily? Why did you put that in there?
Because sometimes happily could change if he moved to a city
like
Miami.
Does happily still look at the other booty or no?
Yeah, but sometimes when booty throws himself at you Zion Williamson style, I mean, not everyone can resist, Joel. Not everyone can resist.
I think the point I'm trying to make and we're trying to make here, Rich, is a lot of the decisions you factor in and you make, the same applies to people in sports and people in the NBA, and I think we tend to forget that sometimes.
Tell us
what were some factors that brought you to LA? What were some things that you ruled in, Rich?
Like winning, you know, room to grow.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
I honestly, Joel, I thought if I wanted to start a family, I didn't picture living in New York City where I was living, like raising a kid in Manhattan. I was like, you know what? California seems a lot more chill.
We were sick of the cold in New York.
Like cold winters. You know, weather was a factor. Opportunity was a factor. But think about, let's say, regular guy or girl gets a job opportunity. Like, hey, move to Chicago and you'll get a $50,000 raise. You know what the factors are? Honey, can you get a job there? Do you want to raise our family there? Do we know people there? Do you want to be away from grandma and grandpa and the family? There's factors. And it seems like in sports, when you're a kid starting out and you're making millions and millions of dollars for the first time out of college, or, you know, you're playing from overseas, you'll take what you could get. You hit a Dame Lillard stage of your career where you're a seven-time All-Star, you're one of the elite guys in the NBA, you're one of the few guys that is available now that people know they want him, he wants to be moved. He sort of is weighing all these things out. I guarantee it. He's like, all right, if I'm a dad, all right, my kid's school, all right, where do I want to live? Cost of living.
Can my wife be happy here? That's such a big part.
That's big.
That's so big, dude, because if she can't, then you're in a miserable situation, and she's in a miserable situation.
Especially if she has a lot of time on her hands.
Yeah. She's got to get along with the wives and girlfriends. You know, there's so much involved. So we have to assume all of that plus chance to win equals Miami. That's why.
You're hearing him say it, because I guarantee, based on what you're saying and what Joel's saying, he probably waited out with his wife, and they clearly have agreed, like, you know, for the kids, for our life, for everything, like Florida's, you know, and what, no state tax in Florida, right? Don't they have no state tax down there? So they're thinking every layer of this, Dame and his wife have probably decided, yeah, this is the place we want to go.
He needs Tom Brady. He needs to have a conversation with the GOAT.
Tom played it right.
I don't know.
He did.
Except playing a little too long, and it may have, but they're saying that didn't affect his marriage.
Was his wife happy?
Yeah. I think she wanted him to play like five less years, but that would have been less Super Bowls, Joel. And we know that Tom wouldn't have had that.
So, again, the things you factor in all matter for professional athletes.
So keep that in mind when you're watching the NBA offseason. Where does Dame
do athletes really have to pick who's driving the U-Haul? You got to call your cousin, bring your cousin down.
Well, that stuff doesn't matter. No, yeah, those things don't matter. That's all figured out, I'm sure, for them.
I saw an overhead view. Speaking of that, Joel, I saw an overhead view. Like, I guess some paparazzi took a picture of when Ben Affleck and J-Lo moved into like a mansion together. You or I may have like one U-Haul of like, you know, a couch and a TV. They had like what seemed like an army of trucks loading in their high-priced items. Like, but all these guys are like dressed in uniforms with like white gloves and carefully handling every one of J-Lo and Ben's possessions.
Yeah, you're right. That's where the reality ends. that's where the comparison ends, because Dame Lillard's not driving around with the mattress on top of his car like he's got it. That's not happening.
He's not pricing out movers. Like, what do you mean, $3,000? I'll call you back.
Nah, he's good. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy Butler's not helping him move in either. That's not happening. None of that's happening. That's where they're not like the regular person. They don't have to worry about those things.
Congrats, Dame. You're in a good position. You got to look at it that way, right? So, by the way, he has twins. He's got kids. He's got situations. So,
My vote is for I know my vote doesn't count, but I wish he would stay right there in Portland. I mean, Isaiah did it. We brought in Mark Aguirre. We won a title.
That would be, I mean, he showed his loyalty, right? So
they need to go make a big purchase to, you know, something outlandish and give him a run.
I enjoy Portland. Been there. Think it's a fun city. But to get another big name there, I think it's tricky, man. I really do. I don't think Portland's the spot. Ever since Portland's had bad luck ever since they passed on Michael Jordan and went with Sam Bowie.
Yeah, because, you know, the Pistons did. I was bringing that up because Isaiah did beat Portland on the way.
Yeah. By the way, Lillard had his second and third children. His fiancée, Kayla, had twins a couple years ago. So he's got two little kids, and he's like, what's a good place for the kids to? He's thinking of all these things, Covino.
Well, again, if you want to chime in on decision-making, how it applies to the athletes, the same way it applied to you, give us a call, 877-99-ON-FOX. Again, we get into midweek major with Spot, your biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture next. But I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome, Rich. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned, double the cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. We got more CNR in for Dan Patrick next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. In fact, it's the Dan Patrick hat trick.
Oh, yeah.
Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick, because we're here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Lucky you. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Oh.
Now, hang tight for midweek major. Spot's getting ready. I know you had one last thought, Rich, live from Texas.
Dude, about Dame Lillard. I got one last thought. We're talking about a guy who was probably thinking about, like you said, all these factors. Where will his family be happy? Where could he win? Where is the money going to make sense? One other factor.
Organization, coach, and, like we said, all matters.
Yeah, Spoelstra. These guys think also beyond their playing career. And I'm not saying anything bad about Portland. You and I have broadcasted in Portland. We visited there many a times. He's too good of a player to have been buried there for so long where I don't think he's a household name with the casual. Like, if you ask your parents, like, name 10 or as many NBA players as you can. Sort of lost in the sauce a little bit for the super casual fam. You know, playing all these years in Portland. You start playing in South Beach. Look at all the extra love a guy like Jimmy Butler got over the last 6 months.
Yeah, he's singing Hootie and the Blowfish and Michelob commercials.
More long-term opportunity and gain. You're not really the face of anything in Portland. The guy grew up in the Bay Area. I just think that if you want to worry about post-playing career, let's say this guy has aspirations of doing a clothing company, alcohol, broadcasting, whatever he wants to do after his playing days are done, you're setting the groundwork up when you're playing in New York, L.A., Miami, a city where he's going to be seen at a dollar. If he plays for the Heat, Covino, you know where you're going to see him in the fall? You're going to see him at a Miami Dolphins game, like bro hugging the team. And, oh, there he is. He's going to infiltrate that city where Portland, he's sort of his own little world, Joel. I'm telling you.
Rich, I see what you're saying, but wasn't Miami like a shocker team? Like, didn't they kind of come out of nowhere and like the bubble? I mean, not the bubble, but the play-in game or somewhere close to that.
And you know what? And the bubble a couple years ago too, Joel.
Here's the thing. What if they are who we thought they are?
And they're just a mediocre team and that little run was just crazy. I don't know. All I know is that if this guy wants people to notice him more and, you know, acknowledge what a star he is, I think the later part of his career now can't be. He just can't sit in Portland for the next 5 years.
And if you just joined us, the update on Damian Lillard is he only wants to play for Miami Heat, per the Bleacher Report. So that's the update. That's why we speculate why he's saying that now. And all the factors involved. All right, so we're Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And let's do this. It's midweek already.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas. And it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
That's like an eight count right there.
I smell hot dogs.
When the horns hit, you know it's the middle of the week. Might feel like Monday to you because of the holiday, but here we go. Midweek Major. Before we hand it over to Spotty, America's number one and only host for this segment, we usually roll a dice, a love dice, two of them in the studio, but Rich is away. He's in Texas. So joining us, look at this, man. We got somebody famous in the house. The Penny from Benny versus the Penny from the Ben Maller Show.
Oh, Ben's ass Penny?
Oh, sweet.
All right. This Penny is a little warm.
He's okay. Close. Rich, you call it. Go ahead,
now,
Rich.
This is for who gets to answer these questions first. So home court advantage. Rich, you call. In the air now.
Heads.
It is heads.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. So Rich gets to go first. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey,
not true,
besides Judy Blume, Spotty Boy.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, Spot. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, what's
up? I
got
to ask, when you were growing up in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, did the teachers say, you know, Judy Blume's from here?
Of course.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Remember, we would read the Judy Blume books. Anyway, let me wake up here. So Mickey Sudo of the Covino and Rich Show and also the champion, a female hot dog champion, revealed how she and her husband, Nick, who's also a competitive eater, who competed in the hot dog eating contest, deal with the quote-unquote aftermath of the contest.
Oh, great, yeah.
She, as you know, ate 39.5 hot dogs yesterday. But simple answer, they just avoid each other. I don't know how long. I don't know what the indicator is as far as when they can get back together.
Yo.
But she said they're a little bit grumpy, and they're also dealing with grumpies.
Grumpy.
So they just stay away from each other until the feelings pass.
Yeah,
midweek or major?
This is major news, and I'll tell you why. This is major.
Definitely
because
major.
I am a huge fan of the mystery of gross stuff in a relationship. My wife and I, say I'm, you could call me crazy, we don't fart in front of each
You're
other.
Insane.
We don't leave the
How do you live?
We don't leave the bathroom door open. You got to keep the romance alive. I always say I don't want to be burying my head somewhere where I feel like gross stuff goes down. So I'm telling you, love the fact that
he always says that.
It's listen, science.
Let me tell you, if this woman just ate 40 hot dogs, she should be using the guest bathroom for the next 2 days. I love the fact that she dips away. I look at her as the ultimate woman. Wow. I say this is great. God bless her. There you go. You want to tell her husband to pull my finger? I just in a hot dog contest? Come
on. It's a mid story because again we're talking hot dog eating.
Yeah,
that's so mid.
I give her credit. I give anybody credit for respecting their partner though. So I do agree with Rich there. It's just something that I don't really think we need to know about, but we do wonder about. So kind of a mid story. But I'm glad she keeps it separate and tries to keep the romance alive. I think that's key in any relationship. We all slip, right? We all have accidents. But you're really you're C blocking yourself the more of a slob you are.
That's so mid.
All right, from hot dog eating goats to actual goats. Michael Jordan was finally pressed on his views on his relationship or the relationship between his son Marcus and Larsa Pippen. He was in Paris and the paparazzi were harassing him. First, he laughed off the question, like what he thinks of it, and finally he was just like, "No, not feeling it." Pushed him off. So I think we finally got the official word. Larsa Pippen's been telling a different story, like, oh yeah, he's all about it, we get along, everything's great, but you can tell that it's weighing on him a little bit too much. Is this midweek or major?
I think this is major, and I'll tell you why. Michael Jordan in his life has probably felt pressure, but never uncomfortable pressure. I feel like his son put him in a weird spot. Like Michael Jordan, you know, played basketball. He played baseball. He had off the court issues. He had the biggest divorce settlement of all time with his ex. But Michael Jordan never had to answer questions about his son sleeping with his old best teammate's ex-wife. Like, this is something Michael Jordan should not have to deal with. I think his son put him in a terrible position. Yo, there's so many women in the world. Marcus Jordan's got to be banging Larsa Pippen. Get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, this is a major story because it's Michael Jordan, right? And we all care about Michael Jordan. Anything Michael Jordan does is news. And we did wonder how he felt about it. We only heard Larsa Pippen's side. So to think that Michael Jordan was cool with that always sat weird with me. And the whole relationship between him and Scottie Pippen, it's a murky relationship. It's a weird relationship. So it's good to hear that he's not okay with it, even despite all the stuff that Scottie said about him being a weak player recently. And you have to put it in perspective. It's like Rich's son dating my ex one day. Right?
I would love that.
No, but think of how weird that would be. And if someone were like, hey, Covino, how do you feel about that?
I'd be
like, I don't know, not that great, to be honest. it's a Michael Jordan update, and it's a weird story, therefore major.
Danny G, real quick. Of all the women in the world, Marcus Jordan had to go after Scottie's ex for real?
Soulmates.
Can't help how you find someone. Can't help how you find love.
And Scottie took that one personally.
A heart only knows another heart.
Exactly. Right, Joel. All right. Speaking of sons of greats, as you know, a lot of sons of athletes will follow in their father's footsteps. Well, Tom Brady's son Jack may not be doing that. Bridget Moynihan, his mother, went on live with, what is it now? Kelly and, what is it?
Oh, Mark.
Kelly and her husband.
Kelly and Mark, yeah.
Kelly and Consuelos.
And was asked about whether or not her son would be playing football, and she was like, well, we're not pressuring him, but he's not really into football. He's actually more of a basketball and lacrosse guy, so he might not be appearing on the football field anytime soon, but who knows? Athleticism is athleticism. Midweek or major?
I think this is mid. I mean, what do we think he was going to be? You know, not the only family that does that, the Mannings. And I don't know if that's in your midweek
that's
major
so
spot.
Mid.
Did you see the pictures of Arch Manning?
No.
Look him up.
Are they scandalous?
The dude looks nothing like dad and uncle. He's ripped, which we all know doesn't necessarily mean good for a quarterback. But hey, listen, Ken Norton Jr. Dad was a fighter. He was a football player. Patrick Mahomes was a baseball pitcher. Patrick Mahomes, football player. We can't expect like every kid to follow dad's footsteps. In fact, if you're athletic, I think it's sort of cool for the kid to do another sport to differentiate themselves from dad. So I think this is awesome.
It's a mid-story for us, major story for them. I mean, it's got to be tough to be the son of Tom Brady. So that's the major part of the story.
True.
The fact that he's a good athlete, props to him. But for us as the fans, it's like, oh, okay, so he's athletic and he's playing another sport. Good. All the best. Because at least he could create his own lane doing his own thing.
And then his son, didn't his son go on to say, and dad, please stop kissing me?
Yeah. That was the update.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's major.
That was major. That's a major update. Yeah. All right. O'Neal Cruz of the Pirates got a new tattoo to honor his favorite player, and that's himself. The shortstop got a tattoo to commemorate his first few seasons in the bigs. And it's a photo, right? It's a photo. So on his right shoulder, it's a photo of himself over a lion. And then on his forearm, he has like a picture of a baseball like coming out of his arm. He just wanted to commemorate, you know, the memories that he's created. He's actually out since April with a broken leg, but is planned to return next month, midweek or major.
This is major because the other option spot, he was named after Yankee Paul O'Neill, if I'm correct. So what was the option? A picture of Paul O'Neill's afro on his back?
No, that's what his dad has, who named him, yes.
Okay, so I mean, like, hey, listen. Look at the NBA, look at baseball, look at the culture now. We're the old guys. If you're, you know, if you're like 40-ish or older and don't have tattoos, you're now in the minority. Everyone's got tattoos. People don't seem to care what they get tattooed on.
I really want to hear Covino's father ask for a tattoo of his own self.
Yeah,
I want his dad's voice.
Yes. Hey, who gets a tattoo of himself?
You know, someone with a crazy ego. So, and Steve-O, like a total like idiot. So I'd say this is kind of weak because his dad was thoughtful enough to name him after Paul O'Neill. Right, he saw greatness in someone else, wanted his son to be like that. His son, even though a great player, sees greatness in himself, like it's kind of an ego-driven sort of move. So I'm not a fan of it, Rich, to be honest.
Weak.
Let other people tell you you're great. You don't need to tattoo yourself.
Two of the best young players in baseball, both named Cruz, right? In the NL Central.
Cruz. De La Cruz.
Yeah, the outside. De La Cruz and Cruz. What else, buddy? You got one more?
Yeah, one more. Kavino, you might want to take this one. Longtime Yankee and now Baltimore Oriole, Aaron Hicks, made his return to Yankee Stadium on Monday.
Sure did.
In his brand new uniform. The Yankees decided to welcome him back, which is leaving a lot of people scratching their heads, with a tribute video of his career, his 8-year career with the Yankees. Less than stellar career with the Yankees. But not only were fans scratching their heads, they were actually booing as the video was playing on the Jumbotron at the stadium. Created a little, a little awkward moment for Hicks, who was like really thrilled to be back in Yankee Stadium. Is this midweek or major? I'll let you fill in the details.
This is a major story for me as a Yankees fan. I can see how other people are like, whatever. But this dude played his heart out. He wasn't like an unlikable guy who didn't put in any effort. He really tried. He just didn't prosper in New York. So they put together this montage, and they booed him during the montage. And as a Yankees fan, I was almost a little disgusted with how they welcomed him back. He even made a public announcement, and his brother spoke on his behalf of how much it meant for them to be part of the Yankees organization as a family, how much it meant playing in New York, and the Yankees booed him. And then Aaron Hicks steps up and he hits a home run against his old team. And I thought, you know what? This is where the Yankees class kicks in and they're going to applaud him. Like, hey, yeah, we hated you. You sucked here. It didn't work out. But hey, man, congratulations.
Okay.
And they booed him again, Rich. So again, it just screamed of classless to me.
No class, Yankees. This is like bumping into your ex who you were bad in bed with, and you have to watch a video of you being bad with them. That's what they did to Aaron Hicks.
He had highlight moments, Rich.
So, anyway, I think it's honestly, if it wasn't the Yankees and you weren't on the show, no one would care about Aaron Hicks' return. I think he's bunk. Who cares? The end.
All right. Well, that's Midweek Major.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you, Spotty.
Thanks, Spot.
You're welcome.
We still have to talk about instability at the job. Instability with your Mets, Rich. Lots of things to get to.
And we'll talk about doppelbangers all next right here on Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio, in for Dan Patrick.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Joel on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Joel playing one from the early 2000s, man.
Is that Tayo Cruz?
Yeah, I hear that on that SXM channel. What is it, on the 10 spot or something like that?
10 spot.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, time's a flying. Hope you had a happy 4th of July.
Ooh.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Hope you enjoyed your fireworks. We talked about fireworks. We talked about Joey Chestnut. If you missed any of the fun, catch it on the podcast. We're normally on 2 p.m. on the West every day. But when they say, when the boss says, you want to fill in for Dan Patrick and do the Dan Patrick hat trick, we're like, yeah, let's do it. So happy to be here. We got Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. Dan Byers got your update in a few minutes. We got to talk about this plane lady, Rich, before we get into other stuff next hour.
Yo.
Instability at the workplace and sports and other nonsense.
Yeah,
this plane lady went viral over the weekend.
This story freaked me out, Macho Man Randy Savage style. Freak out, because you got to put yourself in the shoes of a passenger on this plane. If you don't know what we're talking about, there was an American Airlines flight out of Dallas. And this woman freaks out. Take a listen.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off. And there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off. And everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***. But I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
And yo, the internet ran wild with the story.
Yo, bye.
There's a woman that on a plane, as you just heard, who the story goes, she saw an imaginary dude on the back of the plane.
No, and then you're just reading.
He's on the wing.
I mean, that's kind of the story, but not really. I mean, everyone's got a different version of it. But
what's your
he's
version?
All right.
So on the wing.
The question is, what would you do? This is a John Quinones sort of question. And I'll play John Quinones. I look closest to the guy.
You do. After yesterday's barbecue, yes.
My head's not quite as big.
No, it's pretty big.
But what would you do? You're on the plane. You're departing from Dallas. You're on American Airlines. And some maniac woman's like, I'm getting off the plane. That dude back there is not real. The story was like, did she see a shapeshifter? Believe it or not, that really is the story. But the side story is, well, like, she was intoxicated, drinking the whole time leading up to this, right? So was she delusional? What was going on? Apparently she had an altercation with an imaginary person or whatever, but there was a guy sitting next to her.
Airport beers hit.
And she's like, where are my iPods, my AirPods? Where are my AirPods? And she accused some dude of stealing her AirPods and then had a freak out about it.
He's on the wing.
So, she had one too many drinks. What is that place in the airport? Vino Volo?
What was it? Guy's, which guy?
She went to Guy Fieri's airport.
Now she's all over Hudson News. Yeah, so.
Is the plane airborne already? No.
So then after wondering, like, well, what the hell was that about? People were sort of alarmed. They actually replaced the flight attendants. They deplaned the aircraft. It was like a 4-hour delay because this woman had a freak out. Now, the speculation is this. People said she was drinking before this. Other people are saying she didn't look drunk, and you could see the video.
I don't think she looked drunk.
She seemed alarmed. So the question is, what would you do? Do you really think maybe she saw something or not?
We're of the final destination generation.
Right, exactly.
For the same reason that I won't drive behind a truck with big logs on it.
Yes.
If someone is screaming on a plane, get off, I might listen to them.
Well, hold on, Spot. This weekend, we're headed to Las Vegas to do our Fox Sports Radio show.
Yes, we are.
For an NBA fest, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So we'll be doing extra podcasts this weekend. So let's say you hop on a flight at LAX or Burbank, wherever you're flying out of, and you're about to go to Vegas, and some woman jumped up, and she's like, I'm getting off this plane! That guy back there, that mother effer! And she said,
you can stay here and die. Yeah, you can stay here and die. No way.
Are you in Covino just sitting there, or are you thinking about it?
There's flights to Vegas every, like, half hour. I'm getting off. Yeah. I'm getting on a new one.
I mean, I got on a flight with OJ, and I felt a little weird
about it. That's true.
You know, I did think about the possibility.
That is true.
But I got on.
That flight with OJ, the last time we went to Vegas, fun fact, we got on our Southwest flight back to LAX, and O.J. Simpson was in row A, seat one. And the whole time I thought, like, yo, if something happens to this plane, people will be, like, happy.
That's the only time I was rooting. I was not rooting Rich. For karma. No.
I spotted him right away. He looked at Rich all crazy. I don't know why, if you've ever seen a picture of Rich.
I said, what's up, Juice? And he was like, hey.
He was wearing a Buffalo Bills hat. And the lady sitting next to him was in this deep conversation with him.
But I was alarmed to the point where, like, if you do believe in karma, right, you're like, well, I don't want to be on a plane with this guy. And we got on. I thought about it.
We were fine.
So I'm sure I would have thought about it, Rich. Like, hey, is this a sign? Is this our cue to get off this flight and switch it out? Because it's alarming.
I would have just kicked her. I can't be late. You got to go, lady. I need this flight.
You know, unfortunately, though, it affected everybody. 4 hours, man.
Hey, Joel, what if you're on the plane and somehow, some way she knows your name? She's like, Joel, is your name Joel? You need to get off.
I'm like, get this lady out of here.
Yeah, if you've ever
Covino's father's voice at 4.
Get her out of here.
Piss off.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the Netflix show Manifest,
You are running off of this plane.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, Mike hits us up at Covino and Rich on Twitter. He goes, plane freakout stories are weird because you have to book a flight, get through TSA, do all these things. It's hard for a nut job to get that far, yet this happens. So it's an interesting story. So your thoughts at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Do you get off the plane if this woman's on?
A lot of bars between TSA and the plane.
What do you think she saw?
An imaginary dude?
Well, we got more CNR next in for Dan Patrick.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.